It's an election year. Just send the nuke and finish us off already. The Kate Daly Show starts now.
Don't let the media, the press, or your environment brainwash you. It's not a black on white thing. It's not a black on black thing, and it's not a gang on gang thing. It is simply one thing. It's an ignorance thing. It's an ignorance thing. Dr. Martin Luther King Jr. once said, "When I die, I won't be able to leave a lot of money behind. I won't be able to leave a lot of luxurious and fine things behind, but I want to leave a committed life behind." What kind of committed life will you leave behind? Don't be afraid to think. It's not illegal yet.
Welcome. You're listening to The Kate Daly Show, last hour on a Thursday. Man, this week has been scooting by, thanks to the holiday. And I appreciate you tuning in. Uncle Milty, how are you?
I'm good, thanks.
A big thank you to Lindsey Graham, not the politician. Lindsey Graham, the salon owner in Oregon, called in on the last hour. She was one of the three in the news that have gone viral for opening up their businesses in states that were so completely Nazi, Gestapo. And the government threatened. And of course, they have all prevailed so far. It's all been threats. See, the government really can't do much. That's why they keep saying the word guidelines. They can threaten, and she was threatened with a $14,000 fine from OSHA.
Yeah.
And like Uncle Milty brilliantly pointed out, OSHA, that OSHA's called in when there are employees present. There are no employees at her salon. They were all independent contractors. And so she's got quite the case, and I know they know it, because it'll be interesting that they're going to bet the state's going to back off now that they're all open. She did it 3 weeks prior, and this went viral. You've probably heard about the salon owner in Oregon. Well, she called in, and I was so grateful for her calling in. She's awesome.
The OSHA thing's hilarious, because the first thing OSHA has to do is explain why for the last 10 years they've let her call them contract people.
Right.
And now all of a sudden they're employees.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, good gravy.
They can't prove that.
Nope. And so all of these loose threats, the government cannot prevent you from working. They simply can't. Chris Ann Hall has said it. I mean, you know what? I really hope that her case and those couple of others, the one in Texas and the barber in Michigan, that people take those to heart and realize that these are empty threats from the government. They can't do much, if anything. They can threaten to fine you, but honestly, you'd win in court. And a lot of people would support you. Keep your businesses open when the next lockdown comes, please. So welcome back to this hour. You know, I have to say something about this election year. I just played this liner coming into the show. Here we go.
It's an election year. Just send the nuke and finish us off already. The Kate Daly Show.
Do you know what this election year, what came to mind last night as I was falling asleep? This is like a Cold War election year. It's the war that's being fought around the election without actually being the election. And that this year is so volatile. It is so volatile in so many respects without actually pointing itself at the election. It's been interesting to watch, has it not?
Mm-hmm.
Whew.
Anything to keep us asking why there's no campaigning.
Yeah, exactly. And here we are a couple of days out from being halfway through the year. Can you believe we're halfway through the year? Didn't it just start?
Yep. It did.
Boy.
I asked, somebody was questioning the other day about why some of these things are going on. And I said, I'll tell you why. Ask yourself this. Is there ever going to be a campaign from either side? Are they going to have a debate? Mm-mm. Is anything going to happen between now and the election? Or are we just going to have to hold our finger up to the wind?
Yeah, except clean up on aisle five for anything Biden says. Isn't that the truth?
That's about it.
Clean up on aisle five. That's exactly what they're doing. It's exactly what they're doing. It's very interesting to watch. Usually it's always all about the debates and the election and talking about each other in the press. But you haven't seen that. You haven't even seen the talking about each other in press, because you can say, well, COVID, you know, they all stayed home. Yeah, I get it. But, you know, very interesting to watch the Cold War election year. That's what this is. Things are being done. It's just not in the way you would have ever expected. Nobody could have foretold them taking even COVID to the ninth degree, a 10th degree. And also on that flip side, what else are we going to see come this year?
But,
well,
Wouldn't you just love to be behind the scenes to know what's going on?
Yes. And we're being drawn in, you know, to the black versus white again. Huh. Okay. Again and again and again and again.
Their go-to.
This narrative surfaces every election year, and I mean in the most sweeping way. We usually get it every 2 years. If you guys want to go back and research this, do it. Every 2 years in those election years for the off years, you know, for Congress and the Senate, you know, you have your off years. And then in the main presidential election year, the we're at each other's throats. We all hate each other, be very suspicious of each other based on race. And you know what? I have I grew up in California. I'm telling you, it is not a thing all over the country. Maybe some inner cities have some issues, a lot of crime going on. And then, of course, you've got your haves and your have-nots. I understand all that. And at the same time, you have a narrative being pumped into us 24/7 that we all hate each other. Yep. And so these narratives just come to light. We were just talking about the George Floyd killing, and there's definitely more to that story. I feel my gut tells me there's more to that story. Milty's too.
Yep.
And you can call in and weigh in on any of these things. Definitely more to that story that we're not understanding. There are some things that are kind of off about the story, to tell you the truth. But I really didn't want to go, guns a-blazing on that today. I want some more facts to roll in because I feel like it's very, very shy on facts.
Yeah.
There's no reason that they change locations with him. There's no reason. None of that makes – well, I'm going to say some of the things don't make sense. So
It really doesn't.
No.
They walked him past one police car to take him across the street to another police car.
Yeah. That was strange. Yeah. That was weird.
You never see that.
No. And anytime you see excessive force, I get it. And that picture says 1,000 words.
Oh,
we understand. We get it. And of course, I'm always, you know, the excessive force thing I'm always vocal about. I don't have a broad brushstroke for law enforcement. I don't know if you've gathered that yet, but I don't, because I see a lot of instances during COVID where I saw people stand up and actually say, no, I'm going to support people's liberty, and lost their jobs and everything else. So we had a lot of really good cops stand up, not enough. Clearly not enough. But even Sheriff Richard Mack pointed that out. And then you have the badge heavy cops, and we all know that they've always been there. And of course, the last 30 years has not helped, because the last 30 years has fostered some abusive practices and also overboard. Everything's always overboard. Zero tolerance for the schools and SWAT being brought in every 5 seconds with big equipment, and it's needless. It's needless. There's no reason for the ramping up of things like this. And so I'm always against that. Always. Always have been on the show. I'm always against, not always, but it took a few years for me. For those that started out with me know. It took a few years. But I understand how militarized, that the cops are becoming, and how federalized they've become. And so that is going to be a very systemic problem that we've got going on. And it's been on steroids for 30 years since Waco. And so we have that dilemma. So I'm not discounting that when I'm talking about the fact that there's more to this case with George Floyd than meets the eye. So there you go. I've had a lot more questions. You know what I think? You know, people say, what's coming next? You know what I think's coming next?
No.
It would not shock me. Okay? Let's put it this way. The leftist progressive, the mindset of the deep state, the characters in charge of this revolution we have going on in the taking of liberty, where is it mostly concentrated? On the ports, right? It's always in port cities.
Mm-hmm.
It's interesting. Why do they do that? Why do they do that with California and New York and New Jersey? And you got all these port cities in Washington State and Oregon. You know, we were talking about Lindsey Graham.
Yeah.
Not Lindsey Graham, politician. Lindsey Graham, salon owner in Oregon, standing up to the nonsense. But they go after these port cities, and they have become what used to be very, like, California was very Republican. It was very conservative, and turned it inside out, right? the middle of America is where you're going to find more of your common sense, more of your the leaders that were, you'll see more, a few more people stand up for civil liberty in that. It would not shock me to see a nuke incident in the middle of the country to stoke fear and to try to bring people together a little bit more globally. We must fight this together. We must fight the fact that people have these horrible nukes, and even though we might have even given them to them, we have to fight this together. We have to come together. It's like they want us fighting through race in this nation, but at the end of the day, they want us to all come together to walk away from our sovereignty and give up more liberty.
Right.
That's the goal, right? So if the lockdowns don't work, could you see that happening? A small nuke. I'm not talking about nuking in the United States, but I'm talking about a small nuke delivered somewhere where there would damage be done, lives be lost, but it would just stoke fear. Yeah, is that coming next?
Nuke.
Yeah, terrorist nuke.
Yeah, and they could use that to mm-hmm. try to bring us together.
Yeah.
And eventually they will. If they get their mm-hmm. way, they will eventually bring us all together. We'll all be slaves.
Yeah. The only way that they want us together is to give up sovereignty.
Right.
Sovereignty and liberty. So in every other way, they want us at each other's throat, and they don't want us to trust each other. They don't want us talking. They want us more isolated. They want us social distanced forever. They want all of those measures individually. But as a collective, I'll use their term, mm-hmm. they want us joined at the hip and giving liberty. What just happened with COVID? The party lines were there because you have your virtue signaling mask wearers out there today. But in the very first month, it was, we're all in this together, right? We've all bought into this together.
Mm-hmm.
And you didn't see the party lines for the month of March and mostly the month of April.
Yeah.
But at the end of the day, they still have to have us giving up more liberty. How are they going to do it?
And just they're having a
thinking
problem
out loud.
Because every day mm-hmm. there's fewer and fewer
right.
virtue signalers.
Mm-hmm.
Fewer every day.
Yeah, there is, because people are finally realizing it's nonsense to wear a mask.
I was at a restaurant this morning. Only the people that worked mm-hmm. there had a mask on. None of the people that came in.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I know. It, and they want teachers to wear them in the classroom mm-hmm. with 30 kids not wearing. They don't even make sense on their own rules. That's how comical it is. It's so stupid. I mean, my gosh, we need to pull our heads out. This is getting ridiculous. But you're seeing less and less of it. And it's going away. And they don't want it to completely go away. They keep trying to resurrect it into something, right? Next phase of COVID mm-hmm. kind of thing. Anyway, mm-hmm. if that doesn't work, what happens? I don't know. Be right back.
Balance of Nature's fruits and vegetables.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Abuse it, never gonna lose it. I can't refuse it. Mm-hmm. Well, I've never been to England, but I kind of like the Beatles.
Welcome back, Kate Daly Show. $3 for you. Welcome back. And of course, you can call up 888-673-1450. We welcome your call always. A lot to talk about in today's show, too. I want to talk about unemployment. I want to talk about you can chime in on this case in Minneapolis, sad case in Minneapolis, and also what I just talked about. You can chime in on that, too. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Hello. Good afternoon.
Go right ahead.
I would like to talk about this police situation
sure.
that happens in Minnesota, but it's not just Minnesota. Mm-hmm. It's even in the western states. Mm-hmm. It's just something that is really happening.
Mm-hmm.
And I know on Sean Hannity today, they talked about, well, why didn't somebody step in? Why didn't
right.
somebody step up? Why
right.
didn't, why? I have an idea on the why of that.
Mm-hmm.
When you go up against or law enforcement supposedly comes up against you,
mm-hmm.
they can write whatever they want to on a report.
Mm-hmm.
And then you are in the system. And once you are in the system, you have to hire a lawyer or liars. Mm-hmm. And then you have to go before other people who are in authority, the law, and then you have to listen to them tell you, you're going to be in prison. You are going to be da-da-da-da-da. And if this ever happens again, do you understand? You absolutely feel like the worst place you could possibly be when you step into something like that.
Right.
It's not like it used to be. It never will again. Mm-hmm. And mm-hmm. law enforcement, bad cops, do exist. Good, honest men and women, policemen, do exist.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm.
But if you get one mm-hmm. that they take their authority and they take their power and they know how to incite mm-hmm. confrontation.
Right.
They are experts at knowing how to do that.
Mm-hmm.
And once they talk into their phones and once they explain what's going on, it is a nightmare that will eventually end. But your life is turned upside down, inside out, and around. And mm-hmm. this is speaking from somewhat experience mm-hmm. with people who have absolutely no criminal record, absolutely nothing, no even speeding ticket.
Right, right.
So
thank you.
Why yeah. people don't step in, uh-huh. you are stepping into a conundrum of terrible.
Thank you. Yes, thank you for that. Appreciate the thoughts. I do. Thank you so much. I'll take some more calls. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. I know I'm trying to get there. Hi, caller. Go right ahead.
I think it's kind of funny that they're asking, like, why didn't someone step in?
Mm-hmm.
Isn't that kind of like a way to kind of get the people versus the police in a situation where if they want to, if the civil unrest is going to favor mm-hmm. the powers behind the curtain, a civil unrest situation where they can justify militarized police in the street,
mm-hmm.
which would be preemptively a way to defend against unwarranted lockdowns,
right.
not police brutality. It's about COVID-19.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
On the verge of a revolt, if they're putting it into people's minds to why don't you step in? Do you see what's going on there? They
mm-hmm.
want a battle back and forth situation.
Right.
And if you remember back under the Obama administration, just real quick, mm-hmm. the Strong Cities Network,
right.
That was a UN deal where being able for cities to collaborate with their a big branch of a city being police department, right? So you can mm-hmm. send militarized mine-resistant patrol vehicles from one city to another city that might need it, or riot police from one mm-hmm. city to another city where there's going to be a war zone.
Mm-hmm.
So this is, I think it'd be a mistake if we thought of this Floyd situation as a single event rather than as part of a broader, mm-hmm. rather than adding it to the formula of this whole everything that's happened, because we
sure.
just had 2013, 14, 15, and 16 with all this, with all the
right.
Ferguson and Baltimore and all that. We've already been through this. So it's not mm-hmm. about that. It's we need to look at it in terms of COVID-19.
Okay. Interesting.
You
all
know
right.
What I mean?
Yeah.
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thanks. I appreciate that. Yeah. Thank you. I want to have Uncle Milty weigh in on that.
You
yeah.
know, for to have a police officer mm-hmm. for 8 minutes have his knee on a man's neck like that with other officers
standing
and
there.
People walking by
mm-hmm.
and no one stopping it. Maybe that was just to see how courageous are these people?
Mm.
Will they stop this? Can we really send the Gestapo out after anybody we want and the neighbors will just
yeah.
lock themselves in their
yeah.
home and hide from it?
It's a good point. It's a good point. I mean, I'm more baffled as to why the other officers wouldn't have done anything, not so much the people, but the other officers, why they wouldn't have stopped their own. Because I know anyone walking into that, they know they're going to get tased or shot, or you go towards an officer, those other officers are going to do something to
yeah,
you.
You'd have to have courage.
But why weren't the other officers even saying anything, doing anything? That was strange. It didn't make sense to me on this case. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Thanks. A couple of things.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, I don't know if you guys have brought this up, but a couple of weeks ago, or maybe a week ago, there was a caller that mentioned bottom up, top down, inside out.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you think, do you think that these actions, like this situation that we're discussing right now, is this a spark that they're trying to get the bottom up? They're trying to get us rallied up to start rebelling, to start, you know, not just a few cities, but the whole country.
Right.
Is that, I mean, let's honestly ask ourselves, is this what they're trying to do?
Yes. Yeah. Because I think all of us, if we were to do a real gut check, would know there's more to this, and absolutely that's viable. Yeah, sure. Sure. 100%. Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate the call. It was a great call. Let's take another one. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, it's me again. Just the bottom up, top down. It's exactly what can happen. So you asked about how does that benefit a police state? Well, bottom up, you're looking at this escalating into riots in Ferguson, Baltimore style scenario. And top down, you're looking at quote unquote police reform, which means federal oversight. It's not about police reform. It's federal oversight at police departments, which then allows them to continue a police state because there's federal oversight, right? And,
and training.
And they're not local law enforcement anymore.
Yeah.
With feds being in bed with the UN, this is now a UN deal where the police officer is now a UN dominion. See, so top down or bottom up is the riots to justify militarized police, and top down is the reform that brings in federal oversight, which is control that you don't want.
Yeah.
Anyway.
And then with the if it were to get out of hand, you know, sending in the National Guard, right? He just sent in the National Guard, which is okay. But then at what point do UN officers have to come in, right? If the unrest was too much.
Right. Well, or the law enforcement that you would have, or the policing body that you would have, would be acting as the UN. It's just they're doing it from behind the scenes.
Sure.
You know what I mean?
Yep,
I do. So, yeah, that's the dangerous thing, though, is like, at what point are the police going to lay down their badge and work for the people? Or because it's going to be hard to do the right job.
Yes.
You know, it's not that all police are bad. It's going to be hard to do a good job when cities are burning and when people are going crazy. So, you know, when is the police going to maybe get dissolved into a situation where they got to bring in National Guard and say, well, you know, or take more of your freedom? And then the only reason why the police get questioned and put in a bad position is because they're, you know, we're relatively free right now. And so they're going to cross the line. Well, if we didn't have any freedoms, then there was, we were just under a military, you know, Nazi situation where, well, anyways.
Yeah. Thank you. Appreciate that.
Yeah.
I really do.
Yeah.
Thank you.
You know, it's interesting.
I like people that think about these kinds of things. Yes.
Interesting that the caller just mentioned the National Guard, because an hour ago, Governor Waltz activated the National Guard to deal with this situation.
And the articles are only saying a couple hundred people across the entire nation.
Well,
so there
that's
was
enough.
No, there was no reason then, because that doesn't mean thousands and tens of thousands of people are clamoring to get together. A couple hundred people across the entire nation, divided between three cities, is not a huge amount of people. Why would you need the National Guard?
Well,
that's silly.
He activated them. Now, that's getting to be a pretty regular thing,
too. Yeah, it is. It's just about as regular as bringing SWAT in every 5 seconds. And that's what they do. For a kitten in a tree, SWAT is brought in. I mean, it's almost laughable at this point. It's like, what, the local cops can't do anything? It's always SWAT? I mean, it's bizarre.
Yeah, exactly. When in the United States of America did it take military people to solve legal issues?
Yeah. That's a huge, huge problem going on right now, too. There's a couple things at play. And you know what? It always is. It always is. It's never one thing. It's always a couple of different, using, you know, a circumstance for a couple of different things to happen. The reason I was talking so much about it being a single isolated incident is for the rioters, the looters that take advantage, because it's always as if it happened to them.
Oh,
do you know
what
I mean? And never let the situation just play out as a situation, but always take it on so personally. That's always been kind of strange to me.
Well, and there's a lot of people that get very upset by the looting And then the media makes it sound like if you say anything against the looting, it's because you're a racist. You don't understand why these people are so upset they have to go loot Target.
Jeez.
I mean, you hear that all the time.
Well, no, when Lavoie Finicum was murdered, you didn't see thousands of people go loot all the stores in the neighboring town.
No.
So, you know, and we felt that deeply.
Oh, yeah.
And we knew what had just happened. He was murdered by those officers. So, you know, it's also, you know, the guy that beat up the guy in the nursing home, right? Why isn't that come to light? Why aren't we seeing? It's picking and choosing what circumstances we're going to see.
Young man.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
You know, in relation to the looting and all, bottom line is the cockroaches are going to come out whenever there's any sort of cacophony.
Yep.
Mm-hmm.
In relation to the bottom up or top down, it's going to happen one way or the other. We can't go on the where we're going without having some sort of turmoil. And what I would remind people is that for tyranny to prevail, it only requires the good men simply stand aside.
Mm.
And so we're going to have to get involved,
right?
Whether we get involved politically or whether we get involved physically. The point is that a man was murdered and a number of people simply did nothing.
Right, right.
And
thank you.
Not only that, but this man is still free,
mm-hmm.
which to me should be in jail. Corruption at a higher level.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah, but I've got to go to a break. Thank you for that. Yes, I totally agree with that. And he should be. There's no reason for him not to be. That was kind of odd that he isn't. What else is playing out here? Be right back on the Kate Daly Show.
There you go.
Talk lines are open now. Call 888-673-1450. This is the Kate Daly Show.
Sugar in your tea. What's all this crazy question they're asking me? This is the craziest party that could ever be. Don't turn on the lights, cause I don't want to see. Mama told me not to come.
Welcome back.
Mama told me
Kate Daly Show. Uncle Milty?
Hey.
Do you have any thoughts for all of us?
I do have some thoughts.
I would love to hear it.
That occurred to me.
Mm.
You know, we're being told that there's a racial issue again.
Mm-hmm.
And I just all of a sudden, it occurred to me that Minneapolis
mm-hmm.
happens to be the congressional district of Ilhan Omar.
Ooh.
And it's got a huge Somalian population.
It does.
Which is how she got elected.
It does. Yeah.
How can we
mm-hmm.
actually now think that it maybe is not African Americans that are rioting right now in Minneapolis? Maybe it's Somalians. How could you tell the difference? Unless you were right there.
Yeah.
But on the news,
right,
you're not going to be able to tell the difference. And this goes back to my thing where I've said for a long time, it's going to start like this.
Well, it's like that. You're right. It's like the Baltimore mayor, very locked in mm-hmm. to the agenda at hand, and Ilhan, no different. Very locked in, would facilitate anything happening in her district.
Yes.
And the National Guard being brought in. See, let me share this with you, too. That I'm so glad you brought this up. Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Boy, puts a whole different
it does.
It adds a whole nother light.
Yep.
And also in the articles, you know, go look at the articles right now and tell me if they say how many are in the crowd that's rioting. Because I've now looked in six different articles of mainstream and local news in Minneapolis, and it only says a crowd of protesters.
Yeah.
It never, ever says how many or even an approximate number. Whenever they do that, it usually means because it's the opposite. It's very, very small group. It's not a huge group at all. And when you're bringing in the National Guard with a 72-hour state of emergency for a very small crowd that they by far have enough police to deal with, to stand and deal with, something is very wrong.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I'm
great find though.
Well, I will say this too. There is a huge difference between African Americans. They're Americans, by the way. And Somalians.
And all the Somalians she had coming through to her district. Remember all the daycare fraud and all the fraud as she was bringing people over from Somalia, and she was caught with suitcases of cash and all bringing her brother in as her husband.
And so not only are the whites being told this is a racial issue, but they're instigating African Americans at the same time.
Good. Yeah. Yeah. Can't deny what you're saying. That's,
Something's wrong.
888-673-1450, 888-673-1450. You're welcome to call up. That's interesting.
Mr. Lloyd was just the victim in this.
Yeah.
But this is not a police incident. Mm-hmm. This is not a racial incident. This is a let's start something incident.
Do you agree? 888-673-1450. You know, when we walked into the studio today, we felt something was off, you know, about the story, something that a lot of things that just didn't add up about the location and things that were happening with the case that just seemed strange. And that doesn't mean that excessive force didn't take place. And that's a whole nother topic. Mm-hmm. But, you know,
why?
This certainly is taking over the news right now. This is the top story. Mm-hmm. And I think it's probably the first time COVID isn't the top story of the day.
In 4 months.
Yeah. So definitely something to ponder. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Oh, sorry.
Hi there.
I couldn't hear you.
You're fine.
I was just thinking about what was going on when Obama was president and how Soros and his little minions would, you know, bus in from other counties and protest. And I wonder if we're going to see that for our future now, to be able to institute National Guard policies in every state because we no longer have COVID.
It's a
possibility that crossed my mind.
That is a great and valid point. Love it. Thank you. Really appreciate that. I love this audience. Can I just tell you how much I love you guys? And Uncle Milty, great catch. I wasn't even thinking about her, Ilhan.
It just popped in the
Head. Yeah, because
Minneapolis.
All of the incidences that we're talking about have always occurred with a very willing state rep or mayor.
Uh-huh.
It's always been a congressperson or a mayor that's just lockstep, and that's intriguing. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
Yeah, first I'd like to make a case that chief of police should be fired or removed from office as early as possible on several grounds. First of all, what he's doing is inflaming the passions of these rioters and other supporters, because he's not policing. He's not doing his job. What he should be set up there is talking about an investigation, and we may accuse the perpetrator, the police officer of a crime. We're doing some further. There may be some mitigating circumstances. We will pass the case on to the district attorney within a day, within 2 days. It doesn't look good for him, things like that. But one of the most important reasons he should be removed from office are those other police officers who are watching. They may be criminally complicit in this crime. Complicity is a difficult crime, but they definitely were grossly irresponsible to sit there and do nothing.
Yep. Yeah, I agree.
That kind of responsibility for a police officer, officer to not to take action to stop a crime when they could, should be immediate dismissal.
Yeah,
there is no reason that, and he's not considering prosecuting. He hasn't fired them. They all should be gone now.
Oh, I totally agree. Thank you for that. Really appreciate it.
And that's important, but I think there's a much bigger picture here. Much bigger. There's no coincidence that this happened in Minneapolis with a huge Somalian population, with a congressional district by Ilhan, the please deport her, Omar.
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it just, something smells really bad here now.
Well, even on Twitter, one of the, this was from like 9 hours ago, but even on Twitter, it was, you know, this little Somali girl throwing a tear gas back, you know, into the crowd and stuff. So it's kind of interesting, but, and not to say that, you know, that they can't protest or, okay, that's fine. You know, I'm not trying to make too big of a deal about that, but it is kind of, they do have a huge population there because Ilhan's been very good at making sure people came into her district.
Yeah, but the narrative is about African Americans.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And
yes.
Systemic racism.
Yep.
Not about Somalis.
Yeah, yeah. No, you're exactly right on that. Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry.
Ah,
that stinks to me.
Yeah,
it really does. I won't be surprised to now anything can happen with the National Guard being called out.
Yep. You can call in 888-673-1450. We'd love to hear from you. 888-673-1450. Sound off. 888-673-1450. Yeah. Yeah. Just that they moved him. That was really strange. That was really strange, moving him from location to location.
Mm-hmm.
Over a $20 bill? That was weird.
Well, you don't find too many people counterfeiting $20 bills anymore.
Mm-mm.
They're not worth enough.
Yeah. Yeah. Hmm. All right. 888-673-1450. I did want to hit on the unemployment. You know, they keep up with the, the unemployment. Yeah, there's a lot of people unemployed. They caused this. They could have not done this. This was all on government. They caused this unemployment by their severe reaction. So, but, there's a but here. Why? Because we're all funding people making even sometimes more money than they ever made at their job. And now we're actually questioning why they're not going back to work.
Yeah.
$1,000 a week, $600 COVID pay on top of.
Yeah. They're not going back to work until that's over with.
Do you notice the media never says that? Media never says you guys are all funding these people to stay home because it's more advantageous for them to do that than work.
And it's not economic unemployment.
Right. Yeah.
It's government mandated
yes,
unemployment.
Yes, exactly. There's a difference. Hi, caller. Welcome to the show. Go right ahead.
I was calling regarding the Twitter account that President Trump has said that Twitter is censoring those who are of conservative nature.
Yeah.
And he said, I'm going to shut it down. I'm going to stop it.
Mm-hmm.
And then one of the other people came on, I guess Judge Neopolo, who's a nationally known figure. He said, no, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And I was thinking about that seriously, that there's a difference there because you're probably familiar with the Commerce Clause in the Constitution.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, many years ago, I was upset because out of the Commerce Clause, they were going to tell this restaurant who is close to an interstate that he had to hire, had to fire, couldn't do this, had to do that because of the interstate clause.
Sure.
And I thought, I wonder why that would not apply to this Twitter.
Yeah.
He should. He personally does not have the rights of an individual.
Mm-hmm.
He's a corporation. Mm-hmm. He is commercially involved.
Mm-hmm.
So he no longer has the same rights that an individual has for free speech.
And
that makes sense.
Yes. And yes, you are right. There's two things, though, two caveats. Number one, Twitter is backed along with Facebook and along with several corporations out there like Google with CIA money, with tax money. So it's kind of interesting. There's a lot of entanglements there with government. So let's push that aside because they have a circumstance that a small restaurant owner doesn't have. Okay. They're backed by InQtel, our money. But, and there's a lot of government involvement, let's say, in the running of those businesses. But yes, theoretically, you are right, because of course, you can't, as a president, go shut down a private business. What really should happen in this case, in my view, is that I think actually Trump should open his own Twitter account, like his own kind of Twitter. If you want to compete and you don't like the censorship going on, then open up
your own.
Yeah, you have the money, do it. And then everyone will follow because you're president of the United States. You can actually get everybody on board and they'll be listening to exactly what you have to say. There are other ways about this, in other words, than this.
That's really,
It's
really interesting because, you know, Rush Limbaugh, who's suffering some health problems, said that if he were to turn his radio program over, it would be somebody like President Trump. And I thought, oh, that's pretty heavy time involvement to do that every day.
Yes.
But that's
yes.
the same thing. But I appreciate your comment about start your own Twitter program.
Yeah. Do your own.
Take care of all the problems.
Compete. You'll win. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank
Maybe
you so
he'll
much.
Do that. He's yeah. an awesome president.
Thank you. Yeah. Thank you.
I think
that.
Right now he's going at a different angle. Mm-hmm. He's making this executive order. They're gonna sue against it. Mm-hmm. It's gonna get to the Supreme Court, and they're gonna finally rule that Twitter and social media comes under all the same rules as journalists.
Yeah. Yeah.
That's what they want.
Mm-hmm.
Then they can't censor anybody.
Yeah. Yeah. Ah, that would actually, yeah.
So I think that's the plan
that's
right
the plan.
Now.
Okay. Fair enough. That's a good point.
But his own Twitter would be great.
Uncle Milty's on fire today. You're on fire. By the way, big article today, Walmart selling used clothing because we're in a Great Depression.
We are?
Yeah.
I better go snap
according
up
to
some
Walmart,
of that
having
clothing.
To sell Salvation Army clothing to people. Not that the Walmart consumer wouldn't buy it, but I'm just saying
Walmart.
These stories are getting crazy.
That's Walmart's trying to put the thrift stores out of business. Don't kid yourself.
If Walmart doesn't become nationalized in the next 5 years, I will eat my socks. Okay? Let's just say that Walmart's on track. Walmart's on track of becoming Walmart USA.
Yeah.
Yeah. Walmart USA or American Walmart. They're already doing this with the airlines. They're going to do it with the hospitals next. I think Walmart's certainly ponying up to the bar for this. So, it's sad state of affairs. Let me tell you, sad state of affairs. But isn't today such a great illustration of when your gut says something, look beyond, and keep looking
yeah.
because question everything.
Yeah,
question. I'm gonna be making some new Kate Daly Show T-shirts with that on it, and actually stole that from Thomas Dykes. He said I could use it. Question everything and think it's not illegal yet, because these two T-shirts I'm gonna make. If you guys are interested in buying one, shoot me an email, and that is Kate@KateDalyRadio.com. Because whew, we have a lot of thinking to do. We have a lot of we never run out of material. Let me just put it that way. Ever. I didn't even get to about 10 things on our list today. Nick Searcy is in the news. I had him on the show, mm-hmm. and he's a really good conservative Hollywood guy. And so maybe I'll talk about him a little bit tomorrow, but maybe we'll get him back on. Nick Searcy, he's been in so many shows.
Oh, yeah.
He's kind of like that actor, you know his face, but you can't remember his name kind of
yeah.
thing. Anyway, thanks, Uncle Milty. Very enlightening hour.
Yeah, it was fun.
Very enlightening 3 hours spent with you today. And everybody be faithful, be fearless. Go spend some time with your families and see you here tomorrow. We've got two great guests tomorrow, and it'll be a filled show. See you here tomorrow.